Put yourself in my shoes. Everything that I look at has a spiritual meaning behind it. Everything. And so everything is spiritual to me. Every interaction, every conversation, every symbol, shape, color, everything is spiritual. And so I'm rubbing shoulders every day with different people. I do a lot of ride share and just stores and restaurants. And I talk to the Uber stuff, but most of the time the conversations are just stuck on the natural. And the natural is the easy button. I mean, how many times are you going to talk about a football game or a basketball game or a soccer game or mowing your yard or cleaning your dishes or anything in the natural? I mean, it's already been said. It's already been done. But the real exciting thing in life is revelations from above. Rightly dividing this reality. Not only rightly divide the word. I spent 20 years of my life every day rightly dividing the word. I spent more than that, really. But 45,000 sermons and my own self-study, rightly dividing the word, and then God revealed that I could rightly divide the creation as well. So I spent 10 years of my life every day doing that. And so everything is spiritual. The trees, the woods, the telephone poles, the communication wires, everything has a spiritual meaning. And as you're going about your day, you're being bombarded with words. Words are spirit, more spiritual than anything. And so people are speaking words around you. And the data points flood your mind because you can actually see the warfare that's going on. People speaking words, and some people speak words of death instead of words of life, but people are speaking people are speaking from the spirit, and they don't know it, but which spirit is it? Is it the light or the dark? And so you're discerning of spirit. You have a discerning of spirits experience all day long. So imagine that. Now, some saved people that I know, I'm sure they do that. They can hear what people say, and they can discern what spirit is speaking through them, you know. Spirit of greed, spirit of love, spirit of anger, there's always a spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of bitterness. There's always a spirit speaking through somebody. Even if they try not to do it or show it, it's always there. And so the spirit is not only speaking through people, but things that are happening around you. Doors breaking, flat tires, stuff you got to do, stuff that comes in the mail, you know, emails, text, snail mail through your mailbox, neighbors walking up for no reason. So imagine being in my shoes that for me, everything is spiritual, and I'm dealing with 99% of the people, everything is natural. It's two different worlds, two different worldviews. How do you function in something like that?